Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we are here on a Trash Talking Tuesday. So you, of course, will be able to participate in that part of the show in the third hour. You get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone you like. It's going to be a great show. Lots to talk about. NBA is underway as teams are gathering now for training camp and having their media days. So a lot of stuff coming out of that, but also, of course, some NFL. So keep it locked right here for the next 180 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. My partner is Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening? Hey. I want to stop the show to wish Elijah and his wife,
who are about to have a baby. Elijah's going to be gone for a while.
Congratulations, Elijah.
Mazel tov. Congratulations. The baby's not here yet, but he's on his way, and that's such great news.
That is great.
Elijah's such a great guy, great teammate, and we wish him and his beautiful wife a easy pregnancy and birth of their new baby. I'm not sure if it's a boy or girl, but mazel tov, congratulations. He's our social media guru. He does a great job. All the stuff you see on social media, that's Elijah.
Yep, absolutely. Great thing to celebrate, Elijah.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, so everything else is good on this Trash Talking Tuesday, Chris. A lot of stuff to talk about.
Who'd you trash on Deadspin?
Davante Adams.
For leaving.
I know. I just said, yeah, you know what I mean. Obviously, he could bounce back. He got a year to turn this around, and I'm sure Rob G is hopeful that it will get turned around and it won't be wasted talent to have such a great receiver.
Wouldn't that be something if he's never the same? Becomes kind of an average, receiver as far as stats and stuff. So, yeah. All right. We got Ephraim Salam joining us. At the bottom of the hour, we could actually ask him about Devontae and other stuff, of course. We got super producer Rob G is in the house. On the updates is
Steve
DeSager. And on the ones and twos, our man, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a.
Alex
the Vegan.
How you feeling today? You all right?
I'm feeling great, Rob. How about you?
All right, so
he's getting used to the meat. He had
that's
burgers.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. He feels fine.
So if he has if he had a hot hamburger, he would like have dizzy spells,
headaches.
He wouldn't know
right.
how headaches. And now when he has a hamburger, he says, "I need another one."
No way.
He's used to it. All right. Anyway, Rob, last night you and I both got it right. We did pick the Dallas Cowboys. Neither one of us. Was a believer in the New York Giants. Look, Brian Daboll's done a fine job. He's got spirits high. You know, it's been a long time since the Giants have even looked decent. And so he's doing a good job, but they still are devoid of a lot of talent. And Dallas beats them 23-16 in New York. Should have been 30-16. Devontae Adams drops. Ugh. I was upset about that one, Rob. Just dropped the pass. I mean, it couldn't have been any easier to catch. And but he did come back and redeem himself with that great one-handed touchdown catch in the left corner. So he redeemed himself on that. But CD, stop dropping the football. But here's what I want to ask you, Rob. You know, I mean, come on. He dropped another one, too, earlier in the game. But anyway, Rob. The Dallas Cowboys now 2-1 with Cooper Rush leading the way since he's filled in for Dak Prescott. And we don't have to entertain the foolishness that Jerry Jones threw out there about, you know, maybe there will be a quarterback controversy. But here's what I'll say, Rob. I believe that Cooper Rush, because he is a limited quarterback, right? And he wouldn't be backup if he wasn't limited. But because of his skill set, the Dallas Cowboys have been forced to play the way they should be playing, which is our defense is legit, our offense is run first, and we got thunder and lightning. Okay, Zeke isn't what he used to be, but guess what? Zeke and Tony Pollard are what Zeke used to be, or they could be, and they certainly were last night, going for almost 180 yards combined on 28 carries. And then they asked Cooper Rush to be smart, to be efficient, to don't kill us with bad mistakes, and make a play here and there. And he's done that. And, Rob, I believe that that is how the Dallas Cowboys need to play when Dak gets back. Forget all this, you know, the last couple years, Rob. They got it in their head, and you know I like Dak, but I've always said, Rob, game manager with play, playmaking abilities. Game manager, but he'll shock you here and there. He'll make a play with his legs. He'll make a play with his arm. So he's not just your typical game manager, Trent Dilfer, that type. You know, he can make some plays more than that. But he's not Aaron Rodgers. Where'd they get in their mind that he's Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen? He's not that. And so when he comes back, they need to play the same way and they can keep winning.
Good luck. Good luck with that turning the clock back, because that horse is out of the barn.
You think?
And yes. I don't believe that they're going to pay a guy $40 million to hand the ball off and get out of the way. I just don't.
He's now, you put agree up number- with me, though.
Yes.
As far as that's what they should
I've been saying this forever. I told you, Chris, he was never elite. Didn't I? I said he was never bought into that. I never
well,
did.
Well, yeah, you definitely didn't think he was elite. It seemed like you didn't think much of him, period.
I didn't. I thought he was a middle-of-the-road quarterback. I really
See,
did.
I think
I've
they
said
can
it.
Win with him.
Yeah, but as that, not throwing 40 times a game. That's not
no,
what.
No, no, no.
Okay, and we've seen that in the bad games, Chris, where he's put up these horrific, like ridiculous numbers. You remember
right.
that during
and everybody gets fooled,
right? And you
remember
go,
last
oh my-
training camp? Oh, you're gonna throw for 6,000 yards?
Exactly. Go back and read the stories. That's what people were saying, Chris. And right. I never bought into it. I remember when Tony Dungy got roasted on NBC, and because he said it the wrong way, but he wasn't wrong,
right?
Because Dak got hurt, and then he said, this might be a blessing in disguise. And so people were like, you want somebody to get hurt?
Right.
And that's not what he meant. What he meant, he didn't say it right, Chris, so I understand why right. he got, when you say that after somebody gets hurt, it right. sounds insensitive. It does. But he meant, when the Cowboys were good,
yep.
they ran the football first, and that set up the pass. And then if you need a third down, a long pass, Chris, or something like that, that's when you use your quarterback. But that's when Ezekiel Elliott was at his prime and the best back in the league.
Right.
And they had the good defense, and they had a good front line, right? They were good. Not Dak Prescott trying to be Patrick Mahomes, trying to be Aaron Rodgers, trying to be Tom. He's not those guys.
No, no.
So I hear you, but I don't believe that they can go backwards.
Chris, do you think he would push back? They're paying him too much money just to ask that little of him, if you will, or what? Why not?
I just think I would be stunned if a guy who has put up some numbers. Let's not act like he didn't put up any numbers.
Right.
Whether they were legit or not, or in the heat of the throes of the game, we could debate. But now he's supposed to be Trent Dilfer or, wait a minute, who else? Or just somebody, we
Brad
just need you
Johnson.
To.
Brad Johnson.
Yeah, Brad Johnson. Just hand the ball off and get out the way. Don't throw a pick when we need you to throw.
And see, I'm not trying to go that far. You know, I'm not trying to ask him to be Jameis Winston last year. Remember Jameis Winston last year? When they were 5-2 before he got hurt, he was throwing for like 150 yards a game. I'm not asking him to do that. I'm not asking him to be Jimmy G, Rob. I'm saying 30-ish throws a game.
Okay.
And here's the thing with Dak, and Dak needs to understand this. And I think you'll agree with this, Rob. If Dak Prescott throws 30 times a game, say he's averaging 240 yards a game or something, you know, his numbers are pretty good, but not the elite. But they're winning? He is going to get major love, Rob, because he's the quarterback of a successful Dallas Cowboys team. He don't have to put up Aaron Rodgers' numbers to get love, to get endorsements. He already has tons of marketing anyway. So imagine if they were winning.
All right, here's to your point, and here's some numbers. So Dak is 38-12 in his career, Chris, with a quarterback rating of 103.7 when he attempts less than 35 passes. You just said in the 30s, okay?
Right.
So that's a great number, 38
right.
and 12. When it's 35-plus passes, right, 35 or more, Dak is 14-20, and his quarterback rating drops to 93.1. So there's part of what you're talking about.
Right.
I just think I don't know if he's going to be that willing to go back and say, we want you to follow the route of Cooper Rush, who played at, where'd he play, at Central Michigan? Yeah, we want you to be him. Can you be him?
Well, you don't put it that way.
I'm just saying.
You think they're going to? Yeah,
can you be like Cooper Rush?
Well, they were saying before the season started, none of us believed it. And to be honest, we didn't really get a chance to see it, right? Because he got hurt in the first game. But they were saying, remember Jerry was saying, the offense has to run through Zeke, which we all thought was ludicrous because Zeke ain't Zeke anymore. But Zeke and Tony Pollard, right? Tony Pollard had 100 plus yards, I think 105 yards and 13 carries.
What was that big run he had? He had an awesome run up.
Yeah, it was like 46 yards. Yeah. And then Zeke was fine, too. Zeke had 73 on 15 carries. I can live with the duo, the two-headed monster. And I think, Rob, Dak only threw it like 31 times against Tampa. So, look, maybe that was the plan entering the season. Again, we know that's what they said. Mike McCarthy, Rob, never a big run game type guy in Green Bay, right? But he's been forced to play that way with Cooper Rush. So that's how I think they should do it. Look, Philly probably is still the class of that division, but they can definitely make the playoffs if they play smart.
Yeah.
Because I don't want Dak coming back, because you know what's going to happen, Rob. Let's say they go 3-1 with Cooper Rush, and Dak comes back, and now he's slinging it all over the yard, and they start losing. Now you will have, even if it might not be deserved, you will have a quarterback controversy.
Or at least a conversation.
Right, because people will be, rumbling. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think that the Cowboys with Cooper Rush are setting the blueprint for how they should play when Dak gets back? I do. And I think they could be fairly successful doing it. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Fox Sports Radio. All right. Y'all know, y'all have heard that we are now in the TireRack.com studios. And we love it because TireRack.com, they love tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive. Their team of experts has the knowledge and the passion to assist every driver. And they're just a phone call or a click away. The website's packed with information, advice, and tools that make buying the right tires a snap, like their tire decision guide. I mean, that's right, a tire decision guide. Answer a few questions, and you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. That's what the guide is about, y'all. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high-performance Pirelli P0 tire, the all-season Centurato lineup, and the off-road capable Pirelli Scorpion light truck and SUV tire. Ratings, reviews, test results, a national network of more than 10,000 recommended installers, free road hazard protection, and fast free shipping with delivery in as little as 1 day. In many areas, they even offer mobile tire installation that comes to your home or your office. Tire installation on your terms. It's a game changer. I'm telling you. Go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, we're the iCouple, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Is Cooper Rush giving the Cowboys the blueprint to go back in time but yet progress, yet move forward
I say so. What say you?
All right. Let's see what people are thinking about here. Let's kick it off here with Mo in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, guys, I don't always agree with you, but I got to roll with you on this. And look at this situation here. Last night, the breakdown was 31 passes and 30 rushes, almost a yep. perfect split. And look at the points. The Cowboys, the thing you want to do is score points. It's not about the passes. It's the points. And right. look, they had a receiver get held on the goal line, and then they had to kick a field goal. The referees missed that. You know about the drop ball by CeeDee Lamb. Right, so that right. was points right there.
They should have okay, had 30 had another, plus. Yeah, right.
And they stalled. So they easily left probably 7 to 10 points with the same amount of passes. If Dak passes it 5 or 6 more times and they're getting 30 to 32 points a game with that defense, they should win almost every game. The point production is going to be there.
They're not going to win every game.
I don't want to go that far. But yeah. look, you're right in that. And Rob, you noticed the key is this. The defense, which has been great, has got to stop teams early on. If you fall into a 17-3 hole, then you're going to have to throw the ball.
You have to throw the ball because you're going to gobble up the clock right. if you're running to get back into the game.
Right.
So you can't do that. It's going to take you longer to score.
Right. So the defense is key. They got to continue to be great as they have been so far.
No doubt. 877-99 on Fox if you want to chime in on this. So, Chris, we both thought that the Cowboys season was over. You know, like just like they couldn't score. They were looking terrible. Dak gets hurt. We both picked the Cowboys to win the East. And what's crazy is, right, they're 2-1. And the Eagles look way better, but they're only a game ahead, Chris. It ain't like they ran away.
Absolutely.
The Eagles are 3-0, and the Cowboys somehow are 2-1.
I think by saying their season was over, what I meant, and you may have been with me, I didn't mean – look, the NFC is thin. Let's just keep it real. So I still felt they had a shot to make the playoffs. I don't think I said they couldn't make the playoffs. But I didn't think – when we said they're done, I didn't think they'd win the division. And, Rob, I certainly – and I still – you know, look, if that gets back and they follow the blueprint and play well, maybe I'll change my thinking. I still don't think they're like a threat to get out of the NFC, you know, and get to the Super Bowl. I don't think that, you know, because as much as that could be their blueprint to win, Rob, when you face better teams, it's going to be hard to do that.
Right. And you got to remember that. Like, I know the Giants came in and you feel like, wow, they beat a 2-0 team. But I'm sorry. I just last night, if I had $1 million, I would have bet it all on the Cowboys. But for real, Chris, I didn't think the Giants were going to win that game, even if it was in New Jersey and all the other stuff. And Cowboys are with Cooper Rush and not their starting quarterback. Do you believe in the Giants at all?
I do
zero.
Not. Now, and again, I do think Brian Daboll is doing a really good job. Now, it's early. We'll see if it continues. But I think he's doing great. But they don't have the talent, Rob. And look, Daniel Jones, it looks like they may get rid of him. I mean, again, we'll see what he does the whole season. He wasn't bad last night.
No. He wasn't. And let's be honest.
Fairly nicely.
He also was running for his life.
Yes, exactly.
Because they couldn't protect him.
No.
I mean, let's just be honest.
Rob, he was pressured on 40% of his drive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who you are, Chris. You're Tom Brady. If you get pressure like that, it's going to be hard to get the ball out. You're Aaron Rodgers. You're Patrick Mahomes. I don't care. Like, we can sit here and act like it doesn't matter. It matters. It matters.
Right. And so, you know, he's okay. Saquon is back. Now, let's see if Saquon can stay healthy. But, Rob, Saquon is great. But, you know, in today's day and age, though, you just don't build around a running back, right? You just don't. And even back in the day, right? I mean, you covered one of the greatest ever, Barry Sanders.
Right.
What did he win? One playoff game? Played in three or something like that?
1991. That was it.
Was that the last one they won?
That's the last one they won. They've won one playoff game since 1957, and that was it, Chris. 1991.
O.J. Simpson,
one of the greatest running backs ever, whatever you think of him, you know, as a person. Rob, he played in one playoff game.
That's
one.
Buffalo. Yep.
One. And he's like arguably the best running back ever. And so it's Eric Dickerson, the great Eric Dickerson, friend of the show, hasn't, you know, didn't win a Super Bowl. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. But it's great to have a good back. You know what I mean? It's great to have a good back.
And the Cowboys had a great back when they were a dynasty.
Yep. So you need a good quarterback. If you have a great running back, a great defense, and a good quarterback, you can win something.
Oh, yeah. No. That was the last – that was one of the last – them and the Patriots, right? We would consider – the two last dynasties, and because the Rams had a chance, but they only won one. You know, like they had those seasons where they
seemed like a dynasty because they were always but they didn't so win. Prolific. Right.
But they only won once, I should say.
Yeah. And Rob, we talked about OJ. Never had a great quarterback with him. You know,
Who were the quarterbacks in Buffalo during that time? Chris?
I think there was a Ferguson. Was it Joe? Was
Joe
there a
Ferguson? I remember Joe Ferguson. Okay, yeah, Joe Ferguson. Yeah. Who else?
Barry, as you know, never had a great quarterback.
Well, he had Eric Kramer, Rodney Peete, Andre Ware. Like, it was a revolving door because they didn't have one guy that they could really go to. And that was the bad part during that run. And that team wasn't bad, Chris. That team, when they beat the Cowboys, with Emmitt, with Michael, and with Troy Aikman. All those guys were on that team that the Lions beat.
Right. But that show you just need that quarterback, you know? All right. We got Ephraim Salaam joining us in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ephraim, you should see me getting down. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, Ephraim.
My pot lock in his own point.
He put his
He's a fucking Rob, but Rob couldn't even finish. He's a former NFL offensive lineman, now Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar. Our man Ephraim Salaam, what's up, man?
How you doing?
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
Good. Sorry, we're getting to you late. Let's get right into it. We want to give you some time. We were just talking about how. We think, or at least I think, the Cowboys, their Cooper Rush's limitations are forcing them to play how they should. Defense is great. We're a run-first offense, and we just want the quarterback not to make some mistakes, manage the game, and make some plays here and there, which Rush did. I think that's how they should play when Dak gets back. Don't try to have Dak carry you. Rob doesn't think they'll go back to that because Dak, you know, maybe thinks he's more than that. Where are you at on that?
Well, it's very hard to make a quarterback make a $40 million a year become a game manager.
Thank you.
It's difficult to do that. Like, Dak is watching this like, ooh, I can't wait to get back so I can light it up. He's not watching it thinking, oh, wow, look at Cooper, man. I'm going to emulate that when I get back.
Right.
I don't have to do too much. I'm just going to hand the ball off. I'm just going to manage the game down
and
the
get
distance.
Out the way.
He's not thinking. I can promise you, brother, he's not thinking
okay,
that.
Okay, should they be playing that way? If they want to win? Because my
are they going to do?
If he is, let's say he's managing the game, throwing 30-ish times a game, but they're winning. He's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys who are, I'm not saying they're going to get to the Super Bowl, but, you know, they could be a playoff team and maybe win a game or two.
Egos are everything, brother. Okay, when you hold out, when you get paid what you get paid, and you're the face of a franchise, the most recognizable American sports franchise on the planet Earth, between the Yankees and the Dallas Cowboys,
no doubt, those two. Yeah.
Then there's a sense of conceit. There's a sense of ego that comes with that. Taking the back seat to game managing and running the football isn't part of that equation. You got to remember, Dak, they had the number one scoring offense in the league last year. Dak was putting up balls all over. Now you want to tell him not throw the ball down the field, not do what he's normally done? You can't go back. You can't put that genie back in the bottle once it's out.
No doubt. That's
where, hey, you agree with Rob.
That's what I said.
Just marinate on that for a minute.
Yeah, whatever.
I know, right?
It just means, Ephraim, that Chris is out in the rain and he's bothered, okay? Because you played football. I've covered the National Football League since 1987. I know what I'm talking about, and so do you, Ephraim. That's the
bottom sometimes
line.
I always know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you know what you're talking about.
All right, let me ask you about the Tua injury, or they're saying it's a back. He hit his head hard on the ground. His legs wobbled and buckled. What happened there? I mean, and I saw the Players Association were like, where's the protocol? I thought something, the doctors, whoever, Ephraim, they missed something. That wasn't no back.
Well, no, they definitely missed it, and that was not a bad. See, it's crazy. The two things they said it was, if you didn't know, you can be like, oh, okay, I see that, the back and the ankle, right? The back tightens up, your legs give out a little bit, and your ankle hurts, so you're not able to support and catch yourself. So you get a little wobble, right? You got to read between the lines sometimes. The fact that he smacked the back of his head on the ground like that.
Hard.
And I know exactly, that is a concussion, okay? I know what that is. I've felt that before. That is a concussion. And shame on the independent neurologist, and shame on the Miami Dolphins for putting him back out there in that game. It could have been, you know, they end up winning that game and he didn't get hit again, but it could have been a severe injury that had taken him out of football altogether. You don't play when it comes to concussions and things like that. He should have got the necessary. I mean, he went in at halftime and came out ready to go. This is one of those situations where they were like, oh, my God, we have a chance to make a statement here. We have a chance to take the lead in the division, something we haven't done in ever, and we need Tua. And they made a choice and a decision, and now they're going to have to face the consequences.
Ephraim, they obviously Miami upset Buffalo, depending on how good you think Miami is. But the Colts beat the Chiefs, and we know the Colts aren't better than Kansas City. Look, we see it every week or two. A superior team loses to an inferior team in the NFL. And I don't mean two teams that are close. I mean one is great and the other is just not that good, but they win. How does that happen in the NFL? Is it as simple as sometimes you take a team lightly because they're not that good, or is there more to it?
Remember that movie, Any Given Sunday?
Yep.
Right? It's titled that for a reason. Like, you never really know in the National Football League, because some team just may have prepared better. They studied more. They're able to exploit something the team didn't even know they had to exploit. And then you find yourself in these situations where it's like, well, where did that come from in Indy, right? Against, right? They
looked terrible the
something.
Week before, right?
Of course, but they saw some week to week, man. Any given Sunday, it can change on a dime, man. And that's what we're seeing. This was a rough week for bettors and odds right. makers. I mean, the whole weekend was just, I mean, just like ball it up, burn it up, and throw it out the
right.
window. Because you just never know. We don't know who these teams are. We don't know who's really good yet. We thought Buffalo was about to run away
Thank
with this
you.
Thing. They ran into Miami. It's like, oh, my God, where did that come from? So you just don't know. You usually get to really know a team and who they are after the first fourth of, you know, the first quarter of the season, meaning the first four games. So it's going to take a couple more weeks for us to really look and see, okay, this team is this, that team is that, and then they start to build out that, you know, that chemistry, build out what their season is going to be.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam. We appreciate it, brother, as always.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all stay safe.
Yep, you too. All right, Parker's NFL Power Rankings are next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And it is time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City. That's right. Check out BetMGM. Great place to look and check out the scene when it comes to the betting scene. This will be like our last graphic on Shekel City for a while. We told you Elijah's going to be a papa, a daddy. So that's coming up. But anyway, we'll keep it rolling on the social media. So still look for Shekel City. 1-2 last night, Chris. I got the best bet, which was the Cowboys, but the baseball did not work out for me tonight. Orioles at the Red Sox. They scored like 22 runs last night, Chris. I'm going with the under 9 runs. They scored too many runs. You know how baseball is. It'll even itself out. Take that. That's my best bet. Orioles at the Red Sox, under 9 runs for the run total. Yankees need a win in Toronto. They had won 7 in a row. They lost last night. They got them on the money line over the Blue Jays. They trail 1-0. And the Mariners at the Mets, I'm going with the over 7 in the run total. It's already, last I looked, 2-0 Marlins early. So hopefully we'll get to 8 runs, and that'll be a winner as well. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, there you have it. And now here's Rob again with his NFL power rankings.
Can you increase your power? Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
Power.
Can you feel
power.
The power?
Power.
It's Parker's Power Rankings.
And I want you to know, Chris, I'm not following the herd on this. And what I mean are the sheep out there. This is a shake-up, a different top five that you will not hear anywhere in NFL America. Are you ready? Let's go.
Number five.
I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow.
Big bounce-back win after they choked down that game to the Dolphins. They blew out the Patriots, let them know early. And we ain't having this. 37 points on the board. They got the MVP leading in touchdowns, quarterback ratings, and Lamar Jackson. So I love the Ravens there, number five.
Number four.
Green Bay Packers go on the road. Easily could have lost. Road game. They've had a tough road game in Minnesota to start. They lost that. Won the next two games. Defense is playing better, Chris, on the defense after week one. And Aaron Rodgers finding some of these younger receivers. So Packers 2-1 on their way. If you look at the schedule, they could be 6-1 to start the season.
Number three.
I know a lot of people want to put the Eagles as number one, and they're off to a great start, but I'm not one of them. I got the Eagles at number three. Couple of cupcake wins, Lions, Commanders. Not that impressed with those with those teams. They won the game. Jalen Hurts is playing well. I'm not poo-pooing what he's done, Chris. But we'll see more as we go forward.
Number two.
Buffalo Bills. I know they had a terrible, a lot of mistakes in a game that they looked like they didn't know what they were doing. They were discombobulated. How do you say it, Chris?
Discombobulated.
Discombobulated. And it was an ugly loss. You saw the offensive coordinator like going crazy in the press box over because they couldn't they couldn't get the ball down in time. It was ridiculous. It was bad. It shouldn't happen. But they've had two really impressive wins to start the season where they looked head and shoulders over everybody. I like the Bills at 2-1.
Number one.
The Miami Dolphins. Wake the kids, call the neighbors. I'm going with the Miami Dolphins because they beat the Bills and they came back against the Ravens in like an unbelievable game to win that. And that's what you need to do. And they've done a lot of things right. They got an offense now that, you know, with Tyreek Hill and some others, Chris, they're formidable. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but right now I'm impressed with the win over the Bills and the Ravens for the Dolphins. They're 3-0. They're my number one team.
All right. Well, when you intro with you'll never hear this anywhere else, I honestly, Rob, I thought – I'm going to give you a guess as to who I thought your number one team was going
to be. All right, who was that?
Take a guess.
Green Bay?
No, I thought Baltimore.
Yeah.
I think you can make an argument. I mean, I get it. They lost to Miami. Buffalo lost to Miami. So if you want to put Miami number one, I get it.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's an argument for Baltimore. I mean, there's still an argument for Buffalo, although they made some mistakes. I'm not yet ready to crown Miami
as
the number one team. And even I'm not even ready. I may, you know, maybe I'll be proven wrong in a few weeks.
They are who we.
But I'm not ready to even say they're a legitimate like contend. Like they could win the AFC.
No, I'm not there either. But those two wins to me are really impressive.
Wins. Great wins.
To come back against the Ravens, Chris, and then to beat the Bills in that game.
Those are two great wins. And like you said, wins. Buffalo has two great wins. I would get Green Bay out of there, and I would put Kansas City in there. I still think they're one of the top teams. I'm with you on the Eagles, though. They're in there, but I ain't ready to put them ahead of everybody yet. All right, we got 2 hours left. All right, couple, lock it.
I'm a woman.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.